The Bible passage today, which Dave is going to preach, comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and whatever your eyes see, but know that all these things God will bring you to judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body. For youth and vigor are meaningless. We thank God for his word and give the time to Dave. Thank you.
What a lovely smiling bunch. Banish grief from your heart. I love God's word because it's so practical. Where's all the young people gone, by the way? They've all run away. They've run away. They knew it was me. But what I want to share today is partly that youth is great, right? Young people are fearless, right? They embrace everything they can get hold of, right? Every experience is great, right? And that's why there's never enough hours in the day when you're young to take over and do things. But then age creeps in and we make excuses. We make excuses for what we can't do. And we lose the zest of living. I'm going to get my glasses on so I can see what I'm up to. The passage that I chose is only actually part of it, because it's possible to be young at heart. I've met people over the years who are young, but they're old. And I've met people who are old, but they're young. So, biologically, and how you think is quite a different thing. So, I've titled this teaching today, "You're Only as Old as You Think." You can smile, it's all right. I won't bite you. Well, I might do. There's a fantastic story of something that we can really grasp here, and it's entitled "Moses Sends Out the Spies." It's in Numbers chapter 12. Jehovah now instructed Moses, "Send spies into the land of Canaan, the land I am going to give to Israel. Send one leader from each of the tribe." So in other words, pick some good fellas and send them into this land, because I'm going to give it to you. There's some incredible unpronounceable names. Israelis were camped in the wilderness of Paran at the time. Moses did as the Lord commanded and sent these 12 tribal leaders out. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce names, but there's two names I want us to focus on today. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Judah, and Hosea, son of Nun, from the half-tribe of Ephraim. If you go down to verse 16, it was at this time that Moses changed Hosea's name to Joshua, which means God is our salvation. Your name is important, Your name quite often describes your character. Moses sent them out with these instructions. Go northward into the hill country of the Negev and see what the land is like. See also what the people are like who live there, whether they are strong or weak, many or few, whether the land is fertile or not, what cities are there, whether they are villages, whether they're fortified, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are many trees. Don't be afraid. And bring back some samples of the crops you see. The first grapes were being harvested at this time. So they spied out the land, all the way from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, near Hannah. Going northwards, they passed first through Negev, arrived at Hebron. There they saw the Ammonites, Shearites, and the Talamites, all the families descended from Anak. By the way, Hebron was a very ancient city, having been founded 7 years before Tanis, that's in Egypt. When they came to what is now known as the Valley of Eshkol, they cut down a single cluster of grapes, so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. They also took some samples of pomegranates and figs. The Israelites named the valley Eshkol at the time, meaning cluster, because of the cluster of grapes. 40 days later, this is not a short journey. This is a serious recognition of this land. They're working their way through. They returned from their tour and they made their reports to Moses. Aaron and all the people in Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and they showed the fruit they had brought with them. This was their report. We arrived in the land you sent us to see. It's a marvelous country. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Here are some of the fruit we have brought to you as proof. But the people living there are really powerful. They're big. What's more, we saw giants there. And their cities are fortified. The Ammonites lived in the south, the hill country, where the Hittites, Jebusites, and the Amorites down along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, in the valley of the Canaanites. These end up being enemies of God's people and trouble them, really, for the rest of their earthly life. Remember I mentioned two people, Caleb and Joshua. Two out of 12. But Caleb reassured the people as they stood before Moses, let us go at once and possess it, he said, for we are more than able to conquer it. Not against those people, as strong as they are, the other spies said. They would crush us. So the majority part of the spies was negative. The land's full of warriors. Them people are so powerfully built. And we saw some of the Anakim. They're a race of giants. We felt like grasshoppers in their sight. It all depends how you see the world that you live in. How you see yourself as God's sons and daughters. How you view the people outside of this building. Do you see people as frightening, powerfully built, maybe strong in character, maybe strong in body. And they make you fearful. Don't think we can go out there. It's dangerous. Have you heard your voice say that sometimes? When your heart said, I really want people to know Jesus, but whoa, how can I reach them? They're not like me. They live in another land. And their descendants maybe also had nothing to do with Jesus. And maybe their descendants' descendants never had nothing to do with Jesus. How do I reach them? Are you like the 10? Or are you like the 2? The Calebs and the Joshuas. We don't care what they're like. We want to go forward. Let's move on. Right, that's the first. Let's go into the book of Joshua, verse 14. The conquered lands of the Canaan, they've already got there, were allotted to the remaining 9.5 tribes of Israel. The rest had gone. The decision as to which tribe would receive which area was decided by casting lots, or you could now say, throwing dice before the Lord. And he caused them to fall which way he wanted. Ebenezer the priest, Joshua, and the tribal leaders supervised the lottery. That always makes me laugh. Moses had already given the land to 2.5 tribes on the east side of the River Jordan. They've already got their land. The tribe of Joseph had become 2 separate tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and the Levites were given no land at all, except the cities in which to live, and the surrounding pasture lands for their cattle. So the distribution of the land was in strict instructions with the Lord's directions. We're not alike. The Lord will give you what he wants you to have, what your gifts are. He will give it, right? Don't ever try and be a square peg in a round hole. It won't work. Be who God called you to be, and you'll be successful. The land given to Caleb, a delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, came to Joshua and Gilead. Remember what the Lord said to Moses about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea? Caleb asked Joshua, I was 40 years old at the time, and Moses had sent us from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land of Canaan. I reported what I felt was the truth. But our brothers who went with us frightened the people and discouraged them from entering the promised land. But since I have followed the Lord, my God, Moses told me, the section of Canaan you were just in shall belong to you and your descendants forever. Now, as you see, from that time unto now, the Lord has kept me alive and well for 45 years. That's important. Since crisscrossing this wilderness, and today I am 85 years old, and I am as strong now as I was then, when Moses sent us to journey. I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So I'm asking that you give me the hill country which the Lord promised me. You will remember that we spied it out. We found the giants living there in great walled cities. But if the Lord is with me, I shall drive them out from the land. So Joshua blessed him and gave him Hebron as a permanent inheritance because he had followed the Lord. And there was no resistance from the local population of Israel, and they resettled the land. 85 years old. Certain things worry me. I don't mean worry as in I don't sleep. But it always worries me when I hear ministers saying, oh, I've retired from the ministry. You don't retire from the ministry. The only time you give up the ministry is when you are dead or the Lord returns and you go to glory. It's not an employment. It's a calling. Joshua and Caleb had not lost their vision of what the job was in hand. He had not let time dwindle it. He had not said, oh, let somebody younger do it. Do you think about the amount of experience he must have got over those 45 years? I don't normally use notes, I'll be honest. People know me that. But I wrote a couple of things down just for you to think about, right? And to pray about. And if you want me to pray with you, I'll pray with you. But never lose what God had charged you to do. Remember, look back and say, what did the Lord tell me to do perhaps 40 years ago, 45 years ago? Do I still want to do it? Point one, what is old? What is old? If 60 is now the new 40, you're not old. Scientists tell me that the age of your heart can be different to the age of your biological age. How young is your spiritual heart? Have you lost a vision? Remember, you may be in the minority. Now, you may be a lot against you going, oh, you can't do that. Oh, Christianity is failing. It's not popular. Churches are closing. Rubbish. The Church of God is growing around the world. Don't listen to the, it's no good. Victory one at a time. Each time they entered further and further into the land of Canaan, they got a victory. And then the next battle was bigger. And the next battle was bigger still. But each time you see God at work by His Spirit, it will give you confidence to pray more and work more for Him. A victory at a time. It will get tougher, I assure you. It really will get tougher, but victory is sure. I love the songs that were chosen this morning. You know, the Lord's my shepherd, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow. What else can we learn? With God, nothing is impossible. And do you let resistance put you off? When you've tried to witness to someone, to tell them about Jesus, and they go, shut it, I don't want to know. Do you give up and think, oh, well, that's it, or just pack up? and stay at home? Or do you pray, Lord, maybe I've got to talk to somebody else at the right time? I love all things medical. Anybody who knows me knows that. And the mind absolutely fascinates me. Everything to do with neuroscience, neurosurgery, 25 years of this absolutely fascinates me, and I'm only scratching the surface, right? But it says in Scripture, as a man or a woman thinks in their heart, so they are. If you think small, you will feel small, and you will act small. But if you think with God, I can do all things. By his Spirit, I can keep on going. You will. So, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, it's biblical. God thought about it before Beck did. But I've got another one for you. ACT. Observing. Actually, consider it, then take it. There is nothing, I believe, that as Christians we should be fearful of. We should keep on going forward. You're a lovely bunch, and I look at you. You have so much potential. I think the young people have all run away through there, haven't they? But when you're young, remember, with God, it's great. I didn't know that as a young man. It took me years to realize who Jesus was. But I've never lost my vision to keep on keeping on. I love to encourage people, especially some of you, young at heart. Don't remember, just remember what God told you years back. Keep the bit fresh. Keep praying about it. There's good stuff. I really believe there's good stuff going to happen in this world. I've felt it for quite a while in my spirit that we're on the cusp. This world's rubbish at the moment. People don't know what's going on, where to think. They want answers, and they can't find it in what they used to think they would. But you can have security in Jesus. You can sit back and go, don't worry about them giants out there, whatever they're going to do. The government is still on his shoulders. And they're big, and he won't drop it. So, quick. Sometimes I speak for ages, sometimes I speak short. But I want you to remember, wherever the giants are, they're small to God. They only look big in your eyesight and in ours. Amen? Very, very well behaved. So well behaved. And even I was, I stayed up here. I normally would have been on the seats. But let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that your word is true. Lord, we thank you that by your Spirit we can do anything. Lord, we thank you that the church grew massively in one day because of the preached word. Lord, prison doors blew open. Chains fell off. Amazing things happened because you, Lord Jesus, was at work. Just yeah, reassure in every heart here what you want to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Just a short prayer before we move on to our final hymn. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that you give us through Dave. You are the God of Joshua and Caleb, and you are God too, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your encouragement, regardless of our age and our background and how we feel now. We just pray that, Lord, you will bless us and use even us, however little we have or however much we have, for your glory, and make us faithful witnesses for you here in Faversham. We thank you once again for the message that you've given us. May your message stay in our heart, take roots, so that we can live as your faithful servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.